Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment on Halachos of Sukkah. We were discussing last time issues in terms of decorations. We mentioned that if the decorations are within four tefachim vertically to the bottom of the schach and they're there to adorn the sukkah, they're considered an extension of the schach, even if they're not kosher for schach. And that's fine. We mentioned that the practice is to try to not have decorations that go below four tefachim from the bottom of the schach, unless it's like along the edges of the sukkah that you know it's a small area and the sukkah is kosher without it and people aren't sitting under it, etc., etc. So two more issues. Where it really becomes a problem is if the decoration hangs low and itself is 4x4 tefachim. Because if it hangs low and it's more than 4 tefachim from the bottom of the schach, it's not considered an extension of the schach. And then if it's 4x4 tefachim and it's not valid for schach, that's like having a space of schach puzzle in my sukkah. And as we've already learned, depending on where it is within the sukkah, it could render the whole sukkah invalid, theoretically speaking. So that would be pretty extreme, just something worthy of thinking of. I want to reiterate, even in that circumstance, if you had it like in the corner of the sukkah or along the wall of the sukkah, you know, unless it's like 6 feet large, it's not going to invalidate your sukkah. But in areas in the middle of the sukkah, it could be a big problem. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Second thing to keep in mind, and this is an interesting question about which we have different opinions. So I said that the decoration has to be within four tefachim to the bottom of the schach. The entirety of the decoration or part of the decoration? In other words, if you think of something, I'll give you an example of something that this is very frequent. Many people have light fixtures in their sukkah. If you would measure from the bottom of the light fixture to the bottom of the schach, it probably is more than a foot. If you measure from the bottom of the light fixture, if you measure from the top of the light fixture to the bottom of the schach, that in many cases is going to be within a foot. It might be, it might not be, but it's at least possible. There are definitely opinions that hold that this whole problem of if it's more than four tefachim from the bottom of the schach, it's not considered an extension of the schach, is if the entirety of the decoration is more than four tefachim from the bottom of the schach. But if part of the decoration is within four tefachim to the bottom of the schach, then it is considered an extension of the schach, even the part that goes below. So that's just an interesting thing to keep in mind. That is probably the primary rationale for how people are lenient with the light fixtures in their sukkah. Once we're on the topic of decorations, I do want to mention that we traditionally say that sukkah decorations on Shabbos and Yom Tov are actually muksa, meaning as follows. Because you put that in your sukkah before the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and let's say when you have Shabbos Chol HaMoed coming, you kept it on there, you know, going into Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you're making a statement that this is designated for your sukkah. And since it's designated for your sukkah, it's actually inappropriate to use it for personal purposes because it's designated for a mitzvah purpose. So if I'm not supposed to do anything with this decoration because it's designated for my sukkah, then it's muksa because there's coming into Shabbos or Yom Tov, I have no function for it. I can look at it, but muksa has to do with moving it. So I'm not allowed to move it because I'm not allowed to do anything with it anyway. It's designated for my sukkah. It was hung there before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. And therefore, because there's no purpose for it coming into Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's totally muksa, which means, this unfortunately is a common occurrence, if a decoration falls from the sukkah over the course of Shabbos or Yom Tov, but it was on the sukkah at the beginning of Shabbos or Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to pick it up. Even though, ironically, I'd like to pick it up to help honor the sukkah, that's not how Hilchos Muksa works. If there's nothing I could do with it going into Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's totally muksa. Now, on Chol HaMoed, I can pick up the decoration and put it back on the sukkah, etc., because Hilchos Muksa, in terms of what I can and can't move, doesn't apply on Chol HaMoed. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as long as it was attached to the sukkah coming into Shabbos or Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to move it, even if it fell on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.